Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with, children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
Top of the fourth inning set to get underway. Cooper McManaway, Dyson Wagner, and Braden Schnari set to bat for the Altamont Indians, if anyone gets on Parker Bell. As the Indians got three runs back in the top of the third inning off a three-run homer by Braden Neelam. Bulldogs would then respond with two runs of their own in the bottom half of the inning as the first pitch to McManaway swung on and missed. He's behind 0-1. The Bulldogs get back to their 6-3 lead as the Indians continue to try to chip away as the 0-1 pitch from Joseph Tiegler misses low, and the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. As Tiegler comes set, and the 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded foul down the third base side, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. As McManaway trying to stay alive. Tiegler has a sign he wants. He comes set. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and pops up. Going back on it is Rogan Allen, but he's going to run out of room as that foul ball goes out of play. And McManaway stays alive. It's 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Cooper McManaway, who struck out back in the second.
Come on, Joseph, keep it up.
Tiegler has the sign he wants. He comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. And Cooper McManaway strikes out for the second time tonight. And there's one gone to start the fourth. So that'll bring up Dyson Wagner. Wagner singled back in the second inning. That's with nobody on and one gone. Check swing, and he went around, says the home plate umpire, at the first pitch. And he's behind 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Dyson Wagner, the designated hitter today for the Indians. As he pitched from Tiegler, swung on it in the air to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Wagner takes a wide turn at second, and he's going to stay at first with a one-out single. So 2-for-2 is Dyson Wagner with a pair of singles, and that's going to bring up Braden Schnari with one on and one out. So Braden Schnari on with one on and one out. Wagner takes a short lead over at first. Schnari flew out to left field back in the second inning. The first pitch misses low, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Tiegler comes set, the pitch misses low, 2-0. Pitch gets away from Allen, but not far enough away to advance Wagner. Two balls and no strikes to Braden Schnari. As Tiegler comes set, and 2-0. Misses outside 3-0. So Tiegler struggling to find the zone here to Schnari. Excuse me, it's 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Schnari. As the 2-1 pitch in there for a called strike. and the count evens up 2-2.
One more.
So two balls and two strikes to Braden Schnari. As Tiegler has the sign he wants, he comes set 2-2. Misses inside 3-2. Now the count runs full with Parker Bell waiting on deck.
Go, get your turn, buddy.
Three balls and two strikes to Braden Schnari. Tiegler comes set. The full count pitch. Swung on and popped up. Settling under it is Brady Hatton. Catch is made for out number two.
Let him go, buddy.
So that will bring up Parker Bell. Bell singled and came around to score back in the third inning. Is he looking to keep the top half of the fourth alive for the Indians? One on, two gone. As the pitch from Tiegler is swung on and chopped foul over by the on-deck circle, and it's 0-1. Caden Wolf waits on deck if the inning were to continue. As Bell back in the box, Tiegler has the sign he wants. He comes set. The 0-1. This is outside, 1-1. A ball and a strike. As Tiegler comes set. And the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs, 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Parker Bell. As Tiegler has fallen behind to the last two batters he's faced, as the 2-0 for the 2-1 pitch is fouled straight back to even up the count at 2-2. So two balls and two strikes now. Wagner the runner at first. Home plate umpire waiting on some foul balls to be returned. A couple of nice throws by head coach Alan Witt from the dugout. As Wagner takes a short lead at first. Tiegler ready with the 2-2 pitch. Check swing and he did not go. Advancing to second base is Dyson Wagner. Makes a runner in scoring position with two outs for Parker Bell. So three balls and two strikes to Parker Bell. Runner on second with two outs. Tiegler steps on the rubber. Wagner takes a lead off at second. Coming set is Tiegler. The full count pitch. Misses outside, ball four, and Parker Bell is on with a two-out walk. And I'll bring up Caden Wolf with two on and two gone. So two on and two out for Caden Wolf as the pitching coach for the Bulldogs coming out to talk to Joseph Tiegler. If you're just joining us, the Bulldogs scored four runs back in the second inning. Indians would then respond with a three-run homer from Braden Elam, but then a couple of singles and a pass ball from the Bulldogs, excuse me, at the third inning, would regain the Bulldogs with a three-run lead. And the Indians trying to chip away at that once again. So 6-3 our score. As the conference on the mound has concluded, Caden Wolf up, had a sacrifice bunt back in the third, and bats with two on and two gone. As the first pitch is swung on and pops straight back, goes out of play, and Wolf is behind 0-1. No balls and a strike.
Go, bud.
As Tiegler comes set, and the 0-1 to Wolf. Swung on and fouled straight back. And he's behind 0-2. Cade Millville waits on deck if the inning were to continue. As Tiegler comes set. The 0-2. Got him looking. Called strike three to end the inning. Indians get two runners on but can't bring him in as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, 6-3, the Bulldogs lead. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday or $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday, two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom half of the fourth inning, as it will be the top of the order set to bat for the Bulldogs, Will Fierday, Brady Hatton, and Brock Fierday. If anyone gets on, Aiden Larritson.
Now batting number 21, Will Fierday.
So Will Fierday steps up. He is 1-for-2 on the day. Grounded out back in the first inning. Had a RBI single back in the second. Okay, Millville still on the bump for the Indians. As Fierday steps into the box, Millville ready with the first pitch and is swung on and missed. Down the chase low, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Millville shakes off the first sign, has the 1-1. The 0-1 pitch misses high. Nearly hits him on the head, and the count evens up 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Will Fierday. As Millville, ready with the 1-1 pitch, taken inside for a strike, just catches the inside corner, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Millville kicks and deals. Swung on a foul, straight back. He chased that one inside. To stay alive, it's still 1-2. One ball and two strikes. As Millville shakes off the first line, has the one he wants. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit down the right field line. That one is going to be foul just by a matter of feet. And once again, Will Fierday stays alive. It's 1-2. 6-3 our score. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning of this semifinal matchup in the NTC tournament, where this one will play at 12 p.m. on Saturday morning in Beecher City. We'll take on the winner of the South Central Cougars and the Windsor Stushoff Hatchets. The 1-2 pitch from Millville misses inside, nearly hits him. And I think they're going to say it did hit him. So Will Fierday is on base with a hit by pitch to start the fourth. So that's the third straight inning that Millville has allowed the leadoff man on. And that's going to bring up Brady Hatton with one on and nobody out. Will Fierday be runner at first base. Brady Hatton steps up. He is 0-for-1, struck out and walked in his two plate appearances. As he swings and misses at the first pitch, he's behind 0-1.
Brady. You can do it.
No balls and a strike to Brady Hatton. Schnarri and Schultz playing a double play depth in the infield. As the 0-1 pitch misses outside to even up the count of 1-1. One ball and one strike. Millville working from the stretch. He comes set and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Hatton might have gotten a piece of it, but held on to by Zane Miller, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Hatton ready in the box. Millville comes set. The 1-2 pitch. swung on and grounded to the third base side, back under the glove of Bell for a base hit. So the first two men have reached for the Bulldogs. And there's runners at first and second with nobody out for Brock Fearday. Fearday is hitless on the afternoon as he flew out and grounded into a fielder's choice in this two at-bat. And a courtesy runner has come in for the Bulldogs. So a courtesy runner in for the Bulldogs. I believe that is, can't tell what the number is, so either way, 2-1 and nobody out for Brock Fearday as the first pitch misses inside. It's 1-0. I believe that's Will Bierman, the courtesy runner. So a ball and no strikes. As he pitched from Millville, swung on and fouled straight back. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. As Millville trying to get out of this jam. He comes set. And the pitch. Gets away. And advancing to second and third is going to be Fearday and Bierman. And there's two runners in scoring position for Fearday, with still nobody out.
Go, Brock. Find the hole, buddy.
So two balls and a strike to Brock Fearday. Millville shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants. As time is called by Fearday. And Fearday back in the box. Millville shakes off the first two signs. Has the one he wants from the windup, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball is swung on and fouled down the third base side. And the count evens up 2-2.
Be ready.
So two balls and two strikes. Melville shakes off the first two signs. Comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. And the count runs full 3-2. Bulldogs have a right-handed pitcher warming up in the bullpen. As Millville shakes off, Miller. As once again time is called by Fearday. And he's back in the box, ready for the full count offering. So Millville has the sign he wants and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck out Fearday for a big out number one. 0-for-3 on the afternoon so far is Brock Fearday. And that's going to bring up Aiden Lorenzen.
Number 2, Aiden Lorenzen.
With 2 on and 1 out. Lorenzen is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a pair of runs scored. He got their 4-run second inning started and has a chance with 2 on and 1 out. 6-3, the Bulldogs lead. Chance for them to blow this game open. As Millville has the sign he wants, and the first pitch breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike to Aiden Lorenzen. Millville has the sign he wants. From the windup, the 0-1 pitch swung on and popped up. That's going to go foul and out of play. And Lorenzen is behind in the count 0-2.
Come on, be ready now, be ready.
No balls and two strikes. As Millville has the sign he wants. As time is called by Lorenzen. perhaps some mind games trying to be played by the Bulldogs and Millville. Millville ready with the 0-2 pitch, taken low, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. As Lorenzen back in the box, Millville shakes off the first time, has the sign he wants, and the 1-2 pitch. Pitch just misses inside, and the count is evened up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Millville shakes off the first one, has the one he wants. And the 2-2 offering. This is low 3-2. So the count runs full 3-2. Sam Link waits on deck. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millville has the sign he wants and the full count pitch. Swung on and grounded through the right side. Diving stop by Elam. No one covers first, however. And it's a infield single, I believe. For Aiden Lorenzen, Will Pierde comes in to score, and the Bulldogs add on at 7-3. A diving stop by Braden Elam. No one covered first, however. That allowed Will Pierde to come in to score, and the Bulldogs add on to their lead at 7-3 as Alan Witt has come out to the mound, and he's going to take the ball from Cade Millville, so that's going to be all she wrote for the junior right-hander Cade Millville. As we're going to have a pitching change. I believe we're going to have Keegan Schultz come in to pitch. So we're going to go ahead and step away while the new arm warms up, and we'll take a break here on WPMB.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
So Zane Miller coming in to pitch for the Indians as Blake Berg moves behind the plate. Cooper McManaway goes from right field to center field, and Braden Elam goes to center field, or goes to right field, excuse me, as Millville goes to shortstop, and Keegan Schultz retreats over to first base. As the final line on Cade Millville, he went 3 1/3 innings, allowed 7 runs on 6 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts, and is responsible for the runners on first and third. So runners on first and third with one out. As Zane Miller inheriting a tough situation here. Now Sam Link comes up. Link has flown out to center and reached on an air and came around to score back in the third. Zane Miller pitched a scoreless first inning, or a scoreless inning back on Monday against the Dietrich Maroons. And trying to keep the Indians alive in this one. Runners on the corners with one out. First pitch is taken for a strike. A fake throw down to first from Blake Berg as everyone stays put on the base path, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. To Sam Link. as Zane Miller has the sign he wants and comes set. The 0-1 swung on and chopped over to Millville. That's short. Only play is to first. A run will score. Play is made at first. And it's 8-3 the lead now for the Bulldogs with two gone. So 8-3 the Bulldogs lead as Sam Link with a RBI ground out. And that's going to bring up Henry Brent with one on and two gone. And Brent had a RBI single back in the second inning and a sacrifice bunt back in the third. So one on and two out as Miller has the sign he wants and comes set. The first pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Miller has the sign he wants and comes set. The 0-1. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Going back on it is Braden Elam, and that one is going to be off the top of the fence. Coming in to score is Lorenzen. And it's a 9-3 lead for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fourth. Henry Brent with his second RBI of the night. And it's a 9-3 lead for the Bulldogs here in the fourth. That's going to bring up Alex Meyer, who walked and came around to score in the second and had a RBI single back in the third. As the first pitch misses outside, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Miller comes set and the pitch, breaking ball just misses inside, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. As Miller, working from behind, he comes set and the pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. A diving stop by Millville, but it gets down. Coming in to score is going to be Brent. He's going to be in without a throw. And it's a 10-3 lead for the Bulldogs here in the fourth. Alex Meyer, his second RBI of the night. And that's going to bring up Rogan Allen with one on and two out. So 10-3, the Bulldogs lead as time is called. I believe there's blood on the forearm of Caden Millville. Not exactly sure what's happening as the base umpire called time, motioning to his forearm. The motion to the elbow of Caden Millville, I'm not exactly sure if there's blood or anything. Hard to tell from where I'm sitting, but looks like the dugout trying to get some tape. Now it looks like he does have a little bit of blood on the inner part of his elbow. So one of the Altamont assistants going over to tape up his elbow as Zane Miller and Parker Bell, Zane Miller and Blake Bird talking things over on the mound. If you're just joining us, the Bulldogs have scored four runs in the second inning, two in the third, and four so far in the fourth. Indians got their lone three runs back in the third inning off a home run by Braden Elam. As the Bulldogs have taken advantage of some walks and gotten a ton of timely hits, as they lead 10-3. So coaching staff still putting some tape on the elbow of Caden Millville. Looks like he's all taped up.
Go, Rogan! Go, bud!
As we are ready to resume play, Rogan Allen steps back into the box. Allen had a 2-RBI double back in the second and popped out 2 in the third. As the first pitch misses inside, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Miller working from the stretch and the pitch. This is an outside once again, and it's 2-1. Two balls and no strikes. As Miller comes set and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Allen couldn't catch up to the off-speed pitch, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. One on with two outs. As Miller comes set and the pitch. Taken low for a ball, thrown down to second as the runner Meyer is trying to steal. He's going to be into second base safely with the stolen base. So three balls and a strike after the Alex Meyer steal of second. And there's a runner in scoring position with two outs. So Miller comes set. And the 3-1. In there for a called strike. And the count runs full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. As Miller has the sign he wants and comes set. The pitch. This is low, ball four. And that's going to put two on and two out for Vincent Vogel. So Vincent Vogel steps up with two men on and two out. Tim Seeler comes in a courtesy run for the catcher, Rogan Allen. And there's two on and two out for Vincent Vogel, who is hitless on the night, has lined out and popped out in his two at-bats, and takes the first pitch high for a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Miller comes set, and the 1-0 is swung on and shot foul over to the third base side. Count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Miller has a sign he wants and comes set. The pitch. In there for a called strike. And it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. As Miller comes set. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs as Vogel had to duck out of the way. And the count back even 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Miller comes set. And the pitch. Just misses outside. And the count runs full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Two on with two out. Both runners will be off with the pitch as Miller comes set. And the full count offering. It's swung on and hit in the air to left center field. Going over is Caden Wolf. That's going to get down for a base hit. Coming in to score is Meyer. And Vincent Vogel comes through with a RBI single.
Number 21, Will Fierday.
So I'll bring up Will Fierday as the Bulldogs have batted around here in the fourth inning. Will Fierday started off this inning by getting hit by a pitch and came around to score. In the second inning, he had a RBI single, and he grounded out to Millville back in the first. So two on and two out. The first pitch to Fierday misses low, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The Indians trail by 11-3. Pitch misses low, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. As Miller comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and popped up. That's going to go foul out of play. Two balls and a strike. As Fierday. Trying to keep the two-out rally alive. Miller comes set. and the 2-1. Comes in to hit him, and for the second time this inning alone, Will Fierde is hit by a pitch, and that's going to load the bases for Brady Hatton. Brady Hatton struck out back in the first inning, walked back in the second, and singled and came around to score earlier in the inning. So bases are loaded with two outs as Alan Witt coming out to talk to Zane Miller. With the bases loaded and two outs. And it's been a rough inning for the Indians here in the bottom of the fourth. As five runs have come across the score as the Bulldogs have batted around. And the Bulldogs have scored four runs in the second, two in the third, and so far four in the fifth. As they have the bases loaded with two outs. Indians got their lone run back in the third inning here in the semifinal action of the NTC tournament. Winner of this one will play at 12 p.m. on Saturday at Beecher City. Loser of this one will play in the third place game at 10 a.m. Winner will face the winner of South Central and Windsor-Stoustraw. As the loser will face the loser of that one. As the conference on the mound has concluded, and Brady Hatton steps up with the bases loaded and two outs. So Miller working from the windup, the first pitch to Hatton is swung on and lined down the left field line for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Advancing to third base is Fierde. As it's a two RBI double for Brady Hatton. And that's going to put two on and two out for Brock Fierde. Brock Fierde struck out in the fourth inning. Grounded on a fielder's choice in the second and flew out in the first. As the 10-run rule now in effect is 13-3. As Zane Miller still working from the windup. And the first pitch to Fierde. This is inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Miller from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Misses inside, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. As Miller from the windup, the pitch. Catches the top half of the zone, excuse me, and the count is now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. As Miller from the windup, the pitch, swung on and lined just foul down the right field line, and the count evens up 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. 13-3, the Bulldogs lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two on, two out for Fierde. Miller shakes off the first two signs, has the one he wants. As time is called by Fierde. As from the windup now, the 2-2 from Miller. Misses outside. And the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. From the windup, the full count pitch from Miller swung on a hit high in the air to right center field. Going back on it is McManaway, and that ball is going to fly out of here. A three-run homer from Brock Fierde. And the Bulldogs add on their lead. It's now 16-3. So a three-run homer from Brock Fierde. And just like that, it's a 16-3 game. As Aiden Lorenzen steps up, he is 3-for-3 on the afternoon. Three singles and three runs scored. as Alan Witt's going to come out, and he's going to take the ball from Zane Miller. So Zane Miller will come out of this ball game as the Indians are going to send in, it looks like that is Carson Millville to pitch. So Carson Millville coming in to pitch for the Indians while he warms up. We'll go ahead and take a break here on WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local RE/MAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
At Country Financial, we know the rising cost of buying and repairing farm equipment may lead you to worry about protecting those critical assets. As a leading farm insurer, we're here to help. Our enhanced AgriPlus coverage provides replacement costs for qualified equipment and wearable parts. This is Jordan Mahan, your local Country Financial rep. Call me today at 618-829-3973 to talk about your farm insurance needs. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
So 16-3, the Bulldogs lead the Indians here in this semifinal matchup of the NTC tournament. Carson Millville coming in to pitch for the Indians as Blake Bird will be taken out, and Zane Miller is going to go ahead and put the catcher's gear back on. It was a outing to forget for Zane Miller. He went a third of an inning, allowed 7 runs on 6 hits with 1 walk as the Indians trail by a lot, 16-3. They trail by 13 runs as the 10-run rule is in effect. The Indians, if they want to continue this game, they would have to score at least 4 runs in the 5th inning. As Cooper McManaway finishes his final few warm-up tosses. And for the second time in this inning alone, Aiden Lorenzen is going to come up to the plate. He is 3-for-3 with 3 singles and 3 runs scored. As he's going to bat with nobody on and 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th. So the first pitch taken for a call, strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike to Aiden Lorenzen. That's going to wind up the 0-1 pitch, misses upstairs, and the count evens up 1-1. So 1-1 as the pitch for McManaway swung on and popped up over to the left side. Going over is Parker Bell, but it's going to go out of play, and it's 1-2. 1-2. As Carson Millville is 1 pitch away from getting out of this inning. As Millville from the windup, the 1-2 pitch misses outside, 2-2. So 2-2. Millville from the windup, the pitch is swung on and lined, fouled down the first base side. So Lorenzen stays alive. It's 2-2. Two balls and 2. As Carson Millville comes set, and the 2-2 pitch misses outside, 3-2. So 3-2. The pitch from Millville is swung on and lined up the middle for a base hit. He's taking a wide turn at first is Lorenzen, but he's going to retreat back. His 4th single of the game, 2nd in this inning, and that's going to bring up Sam Link with 1 on and 2. Link flew out to center field in the 2nd inning, reached on an error and scored back in the 3rd, and had a RBI ground out back in the 4th. First pitch to Sam Link is swung on and popped up. That's going to go foul out of play. So no balls and a strike. As Carson Millville comes set, and the pitch is swung on and popped up. Throwing under it is Millville. He makes the catch. As the inning finally comes to a close, but not before the Bulldogs break it open and put up 10 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. As we go to the top of the fifth inning, Indians look to chip away at the 16-3 lead. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
16-3, the Altamont Indians trail the San Anthony Bulldogs in this semifinal matchup. Caden Millville, Braden Elam, and Keegan Schultz set to bat for the Indians as the first pitch from Joseph Tiegler. This is inside to Millville, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Millville flew out to right. Singleton came around to score in his two at-bats. As the Indians looking to prolong this game for at least one more inning as the 1-0 pitch misses low. Catches the outer half of the zone, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. As the pitch misses low, 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Cade Millville. Braden Elam waits on deck. So Tiegler comes set, and the pitch swung on in line down the left field line. And that one is just fouled by a matter of inches. So two balls and two strikes to Millville. Tewer back on the rubber, has the sign he wants, and comes set. The 2-2 pitch. This is low, ball three, and the count runs full to Millville. It's 3-2. So three balls and two strikes, the pitch. This is low, ball four, and Cade Millville is on with a leadoff walk to start the top of the fifth. Now I'll bring up Braden Elam. Elam accounts for all three runs scored for the Indians, had a three-run homer back in the third inning. And that's with one on and nobody out. Is that one a smoke down the right field line? That one's going to get down for a base hit. It hops the wall and goes over the fence, so it's a ground rule double for Braden Elam. That's going to put runners at second and third with nobody out for Keegan Schultz. So Keegan Schultz on with two on and nobody out. Schultz is hitless on the afternoon. Threw out back in the first and grounded out back in the third. And that's with two on and nobody out. First pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Tiegler has the sign he wants and the 1-0 pitch. Misses low, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes to Keegan Schultz. Fouls off the 2-0 pitch. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Runners at second and third with nobody out for Schultz. Zane Miller waits on deck. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Millville will score. Elam's going to score. The ball gets away from the center fielder, Brent, as it's a 2-RBI double for Keegan Schultz. And the Bulldog lead is now 16-5. So two-run score for the Indians on the RBI double from Schultz. And that's going to bring up Zane Miller, who is hitless on the afternoon. Struck out back in the second and grounded out back in the third. One on, nobody out for Miller as he takes the first pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As the pitch from Kiegler in there for a called strike. Count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. As the pitch from Kiegler, this is outside 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Kiegler from the stretch, the pitch. Swung on and popped up. In foul territory going over his hat, but he's going to run out of room. As the count evens up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. As Kiegler has the sign he wants and comes set, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. A diving stop by the second baseman. Fierde throwing to first is in time to get him. A nice play by Brock Fierde to get Zane Miller out at first. Advancing to third is Schultz, however, and there's one gone here in the fifth. So Joseph Tiegler from the stretch, the first pitch, misses low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Tiegler from the stretch, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled off. As the count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runner on third, that's Keegan Schultz. 16-5 our score in the top of the fifth inning. And he's scored 3 runs in the third, 2 so far here in the fourth, in the fifth, excuse me. As the pitch misses inside, coming in to score is Keegan Schultz. And it's a 16-6 lead. The Indians now trail by 10. It is now 16-6 here in the fifth. So two balls and a strike to Cooper McManaway. As Tiegler from the windup, the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field. That's going to be just foul by a matter of inches. And it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Cooper McManaway. He has struck out in both of his at-bats. And now that's with nobody on and one out. Two balls and two strikes to Cooper McManaway. As Tiegler comes set, and the pitch. Check swing, but he held up, says the home plate umpire. And the count runs full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. As Tiegler comes set, and the pitch. This is inside, ball four. So Cooper McManaway is on with a walk. And I bring up Dyson Wagner with one on and one out. As the Bulldogs head coach Tony Craig coming out to talk to Joseph Teagler. And he's going to go ahead and take the ball away from Teagler as he is going to exit with a 16-6 lead. So a new pitcher coming into the game for the Bulldogs. We'll go ahead and step away, take a break, and come back with the rest of this fifth inning here on WPMB.
If your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson. When it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Stop by our office at 533 West Gallatin in Vandalia. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
So final line score on Joseph Teagler. He went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, 6 runs, all 6 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. As the new man on the mound for the Bulldogs, it is Charlie Stower. As the first man he will face is Dyson Wagner. Dyson, so far 2 for 2 on the afternoon with a pair of singles. But the Indians are one pitch away from getting out of this inning. My apologies, this is Alex Meyer who is on the mound. So Alex Meyer on the mound for the Bulldogs, looking to close out this ball game. So Alex Meyer on to close it out. As Dyson Wagner back in the box. And the first pitch to Wagner. This is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Wagner tried to push this to the bottom of the fifth inning, 16-6, the Indians trail by 10. As the first pitch, or the 1-0 pitch, is swung on, fouled straight back. Count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. As Meyer comes set and the pitch is swung on and popped up. Settling under it is Will Fearday in left field. He makes the catch for out number three. For out number two, excuse me. So the last out for the Indians is Braden Schnarre. Schnarre bats with one on and two out. Schnarre 0 for 2 on the day. He flew out to left and popped out to first in his two at-bats.
Boys, let's get this over with.
Quick check at McManaway at first, but he's back in safely. So no ball. First pitch on the way from Alex Meyer to Schnarre, and there for a called strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Meyer has the sign he wants and comes set. The 0-1. Swung on and grounded over to third base. It's down for a base hit. It gets under the glove of a diving Sam Link. So Braden Schnarre on with a two-out single. And that's going to put two on with two out for Parker Bell. Bell is 2 for 2 on the day with a pair of singles and a run scored. Base hit here would more than likely push it to the bottom of the fifth.
Go out.
So 2 on and 2 out for Parker Bell. First pitch from Alex Meyer is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Meyer comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and chopped foul. Off the shin of Parker Bell, and he's in the hole 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Two on, two out. No balls and two strikes to Parker Bell.
Go on. Put them away, buddy.
Bulldogs one strike away from going to the NTC Championship game. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses outside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. As Meyer comes set. And the 1-2. Gets away from the catcher. Advancing to second and third is going to be McManaway and Schnari. And there's two runners in scoring position for Parker Bell. So two balls and two strikes to Parker Bell. Two in scoring position with two outs. 16-6, the Bulldogs lead the Indians by 10. Meyer shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Two in the inning. So the Indians fall to the St. Anthony Bulldogs by a score of 16-6 and will play in the third-place game of the NTC Conference Tournament on Saturday morning in Beecher City. 16-6 our final. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WPMB.